Vayter and Shas from Daf Lamed Beis, picking up on Lamed Aleph from a Beis by the bottom of the page. But I'm going to go back to the Mishnah. I'm going to do it relatively quickly. If you want to hear it a little slower, so go to yesterday's Daf. I just want to start from here because it's a better flow. Bayishu Mali Piros. Let's say you have a house that's filled with fruit, and we said that it's totally closed off. Vinivchas. Then it breaks open on Yontif. Notu Mimakam Pesachim. We let it go and take from the area where it broke open. Or Meir Omer says, Aposechat Chachilu Vinotel. Even let it go ahead and open it up and start taking it from it. Frek the Gemara Amai. Why you let it go and start opening up and taking from Hakasasa Ola? You're being so sad. You're breaking down this oil.
We're talking about a case where these bricks are just stacked up one on the other, and there's no teeth, they're not cemented together. Ain't he? Is that really the case?
Nachman, Hani lived in the Asim Ibnai, if you have bricks that are left over after you did some sort of building, Taltulinhu b'Shabbos, so you're allowed to go and touch them on Shabbos because they become like chairs. Hol v'chazi l'mizgah la, you could sit on them. And shraginu, but if you go and you pile up, vadek sinu, certainly it's going to be muksa, and therefore you can go and touch it. So why is it you're allowed to go and touch it over here? You're allowed to take it off. It's already set over there. It should be muksa. Amrav zera b'yom tovam. We're talking about yantif. Amrav b'Shabbos. You wouldn't be allowed to do this on Shabbos. So it's just a derabbanan dikashtikal, and on Yontif we allowed you to do it. Tanya Mehachi, Rabbi Meir Omer, Meir says, Aposeach lechatchila v'notel, you're allowed to go in the opening of lechatchila and start taking the fruit from there. But Yontif Amr of Aloba Shabbos, and Yontif not Shabbos. Amr Shmuel. Shmuel says, and this is where we almost left off with, but we're going to start from here. Shmuel says, Chosmos Shabakarka Matir. They had a rope that was attached to the ground, and then there was a cover that would cover over a pit or a cave, and the rope was attached to this from the ground to the cover of this pit. And he says, you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to untie them. Untie them, even though it's an issue generally of matir. Here there's no issue of matir, and the reason why there's no issue of matir is because it's constantly opened and closed, therefore it's not a kesher shakayama. So chosu shabakarka matir, of aloma fkiya v'lachotik, you can't unravel them, and you can't cut them. And the reason why you can't do that is because it's considered connected to the ground. Rashi says, achev alista avoso v'gidoso, you're not allowed to go ahead and unravel v'lachotik tohastirahi. It's connected to the ground, so therefore it's considered shebekalim matir. But if it's on kalim, if it's a kli, let's say you have a rope wrapped around some sort of box, then you can go ahead and you can untie it. Umafkiv echotech, you can unravel it, you can cut it, you're good. Echot Shabbos, echot Yomtov, whether it's Shabbos or it's Yomtov. Azai gezok Shmuel, all that was Shmuel. Meisvena frektakasha chosmos shebekarka, with these things that we spoke about, these ropes that are connected to the ground. B'Shabbos matir, avalo mafkiv lochotech. Okay, so far so good. B'yom tov matir umafkia v'chotech. Oh, interesting. So the Bryce is going against Shmuel. He says you're not allowed to do this, even on Yontif. And here it says Yontif, you're allowed to go and you're allowed to unravel it and you're even allowed to cut it. In fact, my home, honey, who is it? Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Meir. D'amar aposeach lechatchila v'notel. Like we saw earlier with the bricks that are stacked up. He says you're even allowed to take it off and go take from it. Here too, the same thing. Pliger rabbanon alei, but the chachamim go and they argue on him. V'ana damina karbanon, and I hold like the chachamim that you're not allowed to go and do this on Yontif. In fact, the Gemara, me pliger abanan alei b'chosmos shabakarka. We know that maybe Rabbi Meir and the Chacham of Machlokas, when it comes to the wall about taking the brick off or not taking the brick off lechatchila, right, to go and just taking it off. But do they argue with him when it comes to the chosmos shabakarka with those ropes that are attached to the ground, attached to the covers? We see otherwise. Do you want to say me pliger abanan alei b'chosmos shabakarka? You're telling me that the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Meir, Vatayim, only ten a Braisa, Modim Chacham Rabbi Meir, they're masking to Rabbi Meir, Bechosmo Shebekarka, that what? Shebeshabbos Matir, Avalo Mafkia Velo Chosech. On Shabbos, you're allowed to be Matir, but you're not allowed to go ahead and be Mafkia, you can't unravel, you're not allowed to cut it. But Yom Tov Matir, Umafkia Velo Chosech. You're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to untie it, you're allowed to unravel it, you're allowed to even cut it. So who's Shmuel going like? Because clearly he isn't going like the Chachamim, because the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Meir in such a case. Beep, turn the page, Lamed Beis of Alf. Who Damaki Haitan? It goes like the following. Tana, throwback my friends to Shabbos to Erevin. He goes like the following with the Tanya. We learned in the Braisa, Chosmos Shabakarka Matir. You're allowed to go ahead. The Braisa says you're allowed to be Matir, the Chochmos and the Karka. You're allowed to untie them. Avalom Afkia Velochotech, you can't unravel them, you can't cut them. Echad Shabbos, Vyechad Yomtov. V'shabakli, both Shabbos and Yontif. When you do with a kli, b'shabbos matir, you're allowed to go ahead, you're allowed to be matir. Avalo mafki, avalo chotech. You can't be mafki, you can't unravel it, and you're not allowed to cut it. B'yom tov, on Yontif, you're allowed to matir, umafkia v'chotech. You can untie it, you can unravel it, and you can cut it. So this answers up the issue for Shmuel, who says that you're not allowed to go on Shabbos or Yontif, you're not allowed to unravel it, you're not allowed to cut it, right? That works nicely, but it brings up another issue, and that's when it comes to the Kli, right? So, Frakta Gemara, Teratzta Reisha, you ended up fixing up the whole issue with the Reisha, because you found he backs up this Shmuel Shtikal, El Seifa, Kashmir, Vikash on the Seifa, because he said that you're allowed to go ahead and unravel and you're allowed to cut the ropes which are connected to a cleave on Shabbos. That's what Shmuel says. Bryce says you're not allowed to do that. So what you going to do now? And here comes the actual throwback. He says, that, you know what? Hamani, who is it? Who's the Tana? Rabbi Nechemya, we had the three with Mechlokas, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Nechemya when it comes to Muksa. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold the Muksa, Rabbi Yehuda does hold the Muksa, Rabbi Nechemya is super Muksa. He says you're not allowed to use something even that you're allowed to use, unless you're using it for that particular purpose. And right, using it for that purpose, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to take something for its tashmish. So therefore, you can't take a knife, because a knife is used in order to go ahead and use for food or something like that, and you can't use that in order to go ahead and cut the rope. That's why it's an issue over here. Now, this is clearly not a problem for Shmuel anymore, because Shmuel wasn't discussing that issue. It was just talking about an issue of Sosan. This wasn't the reason why it's saying it's us. It's saying it's us because of a different reason. In fact, if you want to say that this really is Bryce Rabbi Nechemya, then my area is Shabbos. Why is he only saying this shtickle by Shabbos? I feel Yom Tov Nami. He should say it's also even to do this on Yontif. And if you want to say, pull a shtick that says Shanya Leil Rabbi Nechemya, he makes a distinction. Bein Shvus Shabbos Shvus Yontif. He says, yeah, it's only by Shabbos a problem, but not Yontif. Umi Shanya Leil, does he really make a difference? We're going to see that he doesn't make a difference. Vatanya Chadya, we learned in a Brisa, Masikin Bekalim, Ve Masikin Beshiv Bekalim. You're allowed to go ahead and Masikin, you could burn, you could use Kli, a Kli, in order to burn, in order to use it for fuel. Masikin Bekalim, Ve Masikin Beshiv Bekalim, but you can't use broken Kalim. Vatanya Yedach, we have another Brisa which says, Masikin Be Mekalim, Ve Masiv Bekalim. You're allowed to use either one of them. But Tanya Doch, if your third by said, it says, Ein Masikin, Lo Bekilim, Lo Beshiv Kelim, you can't do it at all. You can't use it with any of these in order to go ahead and use it for fuel. Umishana, you may answer up. Lo Kasha, don't worry about it. It's not a question. Horeb Yehuda, he's more, he holds of Muksa. That's why he says you can use Kelim, not Shiver Kelim, because Shiver Kelim means that it was, at this stage, it becomes Muksa because of the fact that you can't use it for anything. Rashi points out what this means is that Shenishba b'yom tov, it breaks on Shabbos. The hafshel lo chazal l'tiltul. V'imishum d'chazal saka esmol lo l'hachi kaima. And what you didn't have it in mind in order to be able to use it in order to burn it, therefore it is a problem muksa. So you say, Hal Rabbi Huda, Hal Rabbi Shimon, the second braiser says you're allowed to do both of them, that's Rabbi Shimon. And Hal Rabbi Nechemia, the third one, who says they're allowed to use either, that is Rabbi Nechemia, who's super machmir. This whole thing is talking about yontif, right? Because it's talking about lighting a fire. And we see that Rabbi Nechemya, he's machmir even on Yontif. So, what's going on over here? You should also say this by Yontif. This is the Gemara. Trei Tanayi v'lid Rabbi Nechemya. Two Tanayi v'lid Rabbi Nechemya. It says Rashi, Chad Amar, Shani Lei, Shvus Shabbos, Shvus Yontif. He makes a distinction between the two of them. Chad Amar Lo Shani Lei, one of them says that he's not Shani. He doesn't make a difference between the two of them. But nonetheless, we found someone for Shmuel to go ahead and to rely on. Next Mishnah, Ein Pochsin Es Haner, Nipneishu Osa Kli. You're not allowed to go ahead and take, Rashi says that Litol Echad Min HaBeitzim Shel Yotzer. Beitzim Shel Yotzer means the clay of one of who forms things, of someone who does pottery. You're not allowed to go and take that and make it into the shape of a candle, of a lamp, in order to light something in. So you push your egg roll, if you push your fist into it, into shape into a kli. Nipneishu Osa Kli, because it's making a kli, so you're not allowed to go and make it. Einos and Pechamim B'yomtov. You know, like pechem is coals. You can't make coals in Yontif. She says the inu nami kli ninu, because it's also used as a kli. It's used for those who goldsmiths. They would use it in order to fix up their gold. Vein chodchin is a psila. You're not allowed to go and cut a wick on Yontif also. Rabbi Yehuda Omer chodcha ba'or. You're allowed to cut it with or, with fire. And the Gemara is going to explain Rashi. She says the difference between cutting with fire and cutting with a knife. Zokta Gemara, man tana de psichas ner manahu. Who's of the opinion that says that when you go ahead and you make this kli out of the pottery, that it's considered like a kli? Rashi explains, before you actually put it in the kiln, you put it in the kifshan, you didn't yet, you know, how do you make kli? You take pottery, you shape it to what you want, then you put it in this burning
burning fire in order that it shapes, it holds its shape. So who says that this is already considered a kli if you didn't put it in yet? I'm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Meir, he, it's Rabbi Meir, the time you're going to the Braisa, in another area, kli cheres, maybe some a couple toma, kli cheres, earthenware utensil, a kli, a keli made out of pottery. When can it be makabel tuma? I mean, no, it can only be makabel tuma once it's considered a kli. So when is that true? Mishenigma melachto. Once you actually finished it off. Rashi says chaki kosam. Once you've already been choking it, you basically hollowed out and you formed it. That's already considered a kli. Divrei Meir, as I said, Meir. Hushua Omer, he argues, says mishit zur bekifshan. You got to put it in the fire. And only then is it, because then it hardens it, it makes it strong, whatever it is, then it's something. But unless you see, every mayor holds that it's considered a kli once you go and you put it in the, once you even just shape it. Amar le'abaye, says Abaye, mimai. Who says, why are you drawing a parallel from there to here? Says Rashi, mimai, this feel every mayor, b'ner, kishar kli cheres. Who says that you're comparing this ner, the lamp, which is like a small kli, and you're going to compare that to other kli cheres? Says Rashi, goes weiter, bishlam mishtar kli cheres gedolim heim. Okay, the other kelim, they're big. And if they're not roy for water, right, because if you didn't get put in the kiln, you didn't burn it and make it really hard, so then you put water in it, what's going to happen? Water or wine, it's going to start eating away at it. It's going to start melting it, right? So then what do you use it for? Use it for something which is yavish, like fruits, or something like that, but a nair cut down, which is very small, and what are you going to hold? You can't put fruits in there. So what's it chassi for? They're going to say it's going to be a kabbal tumah. Mimai, dilma adkan lo kamer Rabbi Meir hasan. The reason I said over there is considered a kli before you put in the fire. It's ela dechazil kabuli b'mi, because it's going to go to accept something. Aval hacha, when you do with this little small candle, it should be no problem because it's not considered a kli. It can't hold anything. Lamai chazi, what's it going to hold? All right, so even he shouldn't say it's a kli. It's going to be a kabuli b'pshite. It can't hold something. It's able to hold coins, and therefore it's considered a kli even beforehand. And that's why there's a problem to go and make this on Yontif, because it actually is roy for something. Ikdami, some understand this a little differently. Rav Yosef, Yosef says, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik. It's Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik. They were linked to the Mishnah and Adias, the Tanan. Ilfasin Choronius to Horos Ba'ol Ames. Now, we're going to see at the end of the Gemara what this means. We're going to explain it right now. Rashi comes along and explains what's going on over here, is that these are plates which are used with people that live in villages. There are three stages to make a plate. You take clay, you bake it into this flat surface, you flatten it out into like this, you know, into like a plate. Step number two is then you make like an indentation in a way that it's having like a clay key belt that I can actually like hold on to something. And then step number three is then you go and you put it in the fire and you burn it, right? And you harden it. So the people that lived out in the villages, they didn't care about all those steps. They just did step one, they would flatten it out. So we looked at the Mishnah. Ilfasin Choronios. These plates before stage three, stage one, two, and three, one flatten out, two make it like it can act like you know, you make it that it has some sort of indent that it's going to be able to hold on to something. And step three is you put it in the fire. They had step one only. If synchronous tahoros for ohel mace, they're tahor when it comes to the ohel mace. In other words, if it's in the room with a dead body, Rashi says that it's going to become tar. Why? Because by ohel mace, you need to have something that's a toch kli cheres, the pasuk says, has some sort of thing, some sort of receptacle. And v'chol plipa pesuach, mashma deyish lo pesach, v'chein l'chol tumas maga. So therefore, it's not going to become tamei from such a thing, because it doesn't have anything inside. U'tameis v'masa azov. But it comes tamei from if a zov, someone who's tamei, and they go out and it is a type of tumah, they go and they touch it, and Rashi explains, because even touches the outside of it, doesn't matter about the kli kibel. Therefore, it's going to become tummy for there. Rabbi Eliezer, it's other gomer. After horus b'masa zav, they're even tarer from the zav. The fishal nigmar melachlin, because it's not considered like its melach is done. Rashi says chakikasan ha nechku mitamos mid iflig beilfasin amal Rabbi Eliezer chakika mashvilehu mana. The fact that they're arguing over this particular thing must mean, once you actually go and form it into something, even before the fire, it's considered like it's a kli. So in a chinami, maybe it's just a flat shtickle, when you just flatten it out, it's not something, but when you make it into the shape, it is. So therefore, we see that even before the fire, it's considered something. Amale Abai, another same question before, Dilma Adkan Lokomer Rabbi Lazar, maybe Rabbi Yusada Kasa, maybe Limson over there, he says it, is because like if it's a big thing, it could hold some sort of fruits and things like that, but what is this going to be roi for? El Dechazi Kabbalah Midi, Aval Hacha, Lamai Chazi, what's it roi for? What can it hold? And so the Gemara, Lekabbalah Bepshite, same answers we had before. Tani Rabbanan, ain poskenes aner. You can't go ahead, and you're not allowed to Like we said in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to stick your fist into this thing, to this clay, in order to make it into a lamp. Ve'in osin ilfasin chornis b'yom tov. You're not even allowed to make the ilfasin and chornios. You're not allowed to make the plates of the villagers. On Yom Tov, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, matir b'ilfasin chornis, said you are allowed to go ahead. You're allowed to make those type of plates. Must be he holds that it's not considered Gemara Malach until you go a little bit further than that. Now, the Gemara decides to ask, my chornios, what does this mean, chornios? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, aronios. Says Gemara, my Uranios, what is that? Amar Abai, Itzoy Chaklayosa. These are plates from those who live in villages, like we said until now. Next part, Venos and Becham, you're not allowed to go to your back coals. Pshita, obviously you're not allowed to do it. Lamai Chazi, what are you going to use it for? That's interesting, right? Because they're saying Lamai Chazi, what are you going to use it for? Meaning it sounds like you can't use it for anything, so why are you allowed to do it? Tanar Bechia, Lonitzcha, Elo, Lamosin, Leolurin, in order to give it to the people that were in charge of the bathhouse. Rashi says, in order to go and to heat up the bathhouses on Yontif. You can't give it to them even though you can use it that day. Was it even okay to do it that day? What are you talking about? We know that it's us to do such a thing. It says Rashi, even though it was already heated from the day before, you're not allowed to go and do it on that day. He says, no, I'm going to the Rava, Lazia, he's going to make a Shvitz. And that was before the Gezerah of a Shvitz. Over here, too, the reason why we're talking about over here is that we're allowed to go ahead and give it to the person who wants to make a Shvitz. V'kodem Gezerah is before the Gezerah. So we learn from here, you're not allowed to go. That you're saying, what is it roy for? That's what it would have been roy for. You're not allowed to make them. You're not allowed to go. You're allowed to cut this wick into two different shtiklach. In fact, the Gemara, my stump is sakin, the low. Why is it that you're not allowed to do it with a knife, but you are allowed to do it with fire? Beep, turn the page. Love a base of my base. Answer is, de kim sakin mana, because it's like a tikkun mana if you go and you do it with a knife. Rashi says, achas ha'isav osa osa shtaim. Now you made it to two. In fact, Gemara, ba'or nami, even using with a fire, called sakin mana. You're making a money or you're making it to two. Ba'or, nerus. You do it in a way that you're doing it to two different candles. What that means is you put one candle on one side, one on the other, and you take a long wick and put it into each of them and you burn it in the middle. And when you do it like that, then it doesn't look like you're making like tikkun mana. Rather, it just looks like you're lighting a candle, and therefore it's okay to do such a thing with the fire. Amar of Nachman, Amar of Nasabar, Abba Amar Rav. Mochetin is apsila biyomtov. You're allowed to go in mochetin. We had this earlier. You're allowed to cut away a little bit of it that's causing okay, we're going to see it right now, but you'll have to cut away a little bit of the wick. My mochten, Amar Rav Chananya bar Shlemya, la'adu yechushcha. This is in order to take away the darkness. Rashi says, what does that mean? What that means is, la'adu yechushcha, kishihi nasis barosh pecha ma'avira. The top of it, after you light a wick, it gets this little black, like charcoal type of thing, and la'adu you want to la'as here to remove it, this thing, which is causing the light to become very dim, and you want to make it brighter. That you could do. Tani bar Kapari says, vav dvarim number basila, six things that we say about a wick. Rashi says, on Yontif. Gimel lahachmir, gimel lahakal. Three of them are machmir, three of them are mekel. Lahachmir, what are they? In godlin osalachet chil b'yontif. You're not allowed to do like gedilim tasalach. You're not allowed to go ahead and twist them together on Yontif. Ein mahavavin osab be'or. You're not allowed to go ahead and light it with a fire on Yontif. This means in order that it should be able to light better the next time. You're not allowed to go and cut it into two. Lahakil, there were Mako, three of them. Number one is Bemachabiyad. You're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to push them together. Rashi says, Tikun Kilachayadu, to go and push them together after you go and you'd make it, and let's say it wouldn't be like tight enough. You want to make it a little tighter, you can put it back with your fingers. Or you could squeeze them together. V'shar b'shamin, you're allowed to soak it in oil in order to light better. V'chotchem v'or b'pi shtein eros, you're allowed to go and you're allowed to cut it with fire if it's in two different candles. Vayter. V'amar Rav Nasan bar Abba Amar Rav. Says the following. Asiri bavil yordagamui. The rich people in Bavil, they're going to Jehinom. Says Rashi, she'en merachim lasa staka. They weren't merachim to do staka. Ki hod Shapsai bar Marinius. Like this fellow named Shapsai, the son of Marinius, Ikla the Bavil, he came to Bavil, and he went to the rich people, and Bavil minai iska. He wanted to do some business. He asked for them, Rashi says, schori l'staka l'mech l'schai. He wanted to get some stuff where he could sell and get half of the profits. V'lo yovale, they didn't help him. The guy just wanted to make a buck. Mizoni, he asked for food. Mizanamilozaniri, they also didn't give him food to eat. Okay, so Amar, he said, Hani Me'er of Rav. These people, Me'er of Rav Kosu, they came from the Eir of Rav. Gotta be. You know why? Because the Pasuk says, V'nosan l'cha rachman v'richamecha. He's going to give mercy, and he's going to give to you mercy and
show you mercy, which means kol merachem elabrios. Anyone who's, Rashi says, v'nasan l'chor achmechos terachem elabrios, kasher nishpa l'avosecha, mishish l'rachem mizar shel avos. So it says, kol merachem elabrios, b'yaduah shum mizar shel avam avinu. Anyone who's merciful to others, we know that he comes from avam avinu. Kol mishenu merachem elabrios, someone who's not, b'yaduah shenu mizar shel avam avinu, you know he's not from the zera of Avram Avinu. V'yomer inviter, another shtickel, he says, Amar Rav Nosson bar Abba Amarav, kol metzapa al shulchan acherim, anyone who's looking for some, at someone else's table, in other words, they don't have food, they need help from other people, olam chashach bado, the world is dark for him. Rashi says, kenegdo, opposite him, kamo shachach bado, klomer choshech parus lefanav, dark is in front of him, akol olav kechoshech, everything looks like dark to him. Shinama, like the pasuk says, no deid hu lalechem ayei, Yada ki nachem b'yado yom choshech. He's wandering, like a no day means someone who wanders. He is wandering lalechem for bread. Where is it? He doesn't know where it is. Yada ki no, he knows that the day of darkness is there for him. Oh, this is bad. His life is not a life. It's, what kind of life is it? Living a life. We're always looking for something. There are three people whose life and I consider life. These are them. Someone who's always looking for someone else to feed them. Someone whose wife rules over him. And someone who's yisurim, the pain is always constantly on his body. Some say, someone who only has one shirt. Rashi explains, because he's not able to wash it, and then he has lice that's always causing him pain. Now, why wasn't that added? V'tanakama, why didn't he bring that one up? Answer is because Efshet them ayin b'mani, because let him go and check it. Rashi says, Mephala as Caleb, as Caleb, Menachim, let him go and pick out the lice. In fact, he didn't do it, so then fine, but it doesn't have to happen. Next Mishnah. Now, what is this talking about? What this means is, if you want to go ahead, you want to take fish, Rashi says, you want to put it on the barbecue, the grill. But if you go and you put it in the grill, what's going to happen? It's going to burn immediately. So what you do is you put like a wet piece of paper or a piece of cheris over there in between the fire and it, and then for a cook, so it doesn't get burnt. You're not going to break a piece of cheris. You're not going to tear off a piece of paper in order to go and do such a thing. The ain garfin tanaviki, right? I mean, now to go ahead and pull out and shovel out the stuff of an oven. A tanaviki, right? Two different types of oven. Rashi says it's like tikkun mana, and therefore, and this goes according to Rabbanan, who say machshirin ochel nefesh is usser, right? Because it's machshir ochel nefesh. Ava mechabshin, but you are allowed to go and push it down, Rashi says, push it down in order that it should be smooth and flat and that it shouldn't touch the bread, which is stuck on the walls, and then they end up burning it. You're not allowed to go and set up two different barrels in order to make it like a tripod, then put a pot on top of the two barrels. This is something which is a problem. Rashi says put them close to each other and put a fire between the two, and therefore there should be like a tripod for it. And Rashi says, why not? For also, Mishub, the dummy libinion looks like bona. And also, Mishub, the ikhsid ka'ola looks like you're making an oil. Vein sobachatzikadir, because you're not going and rest a pot on a piece of wood. We had the bikas earlier. Remember, if your book is on fire, you let it put it out or not, if you're chas on it. So you're not allowed to do this. Rashi says, Kasavar lo nosnu eitzim elal asaka. We know that it's only there for burning. Lefikach muksen hein eitzel kol tashmish. You can't use it for anything else. V'chein midelis, and similarly a door. Rashi says, at this point, what we're thinking is, you're not allowed to use a door to be somech a kedera on it. The Gemara is going to ask, what does that mean? Vein magbiyin esa behema b'makel manhigin. Vein manhigin esa behema b'makel. But Yom Tov, you're not allowed to go and lead an animal with a stick on Yom Tov. Rashi says, and Rishas Arabim. And now we're thinking that because Amish Tamsha be'etzim that aren't used, that aren't already set up, Nasu Kli, Be'er Yom Tov, that are made as a Kli. Why? The Lo Nasu El Saka, because this wood is used for burning. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Mater, he goes and he says that it's much to do such a thing. Now, back to the beginning of this long Mishnah. My time, what is pshat that you're not allowed to go and cut a piece of paper or break a piece of pottery in order to go and put your dog on it? Mishnah to come a second money because it's tikkun money if you do such a thing. And this is a problem. Vein garfin tanaviki kiraim, you're not allowed to go and shovel out the stuff from the tanaviki kiraim. Tanaviki chia bar Yosef kamei Rav Nachman. Ve'im ef shalafos elim kein garfo. If you're not able to do it unless you did such a thing, you're stuck. Then, okay, what do you do? Then mutter. Then it's going to be mutter to do. And this has to be, Rashi says. This is going in review. Huda, who says Machshir Ochel Nefesh is okay, and therefore you're allowed to go and do this. Zokta Hayel Gemara. The Bissidur of Chia, the wife of Rav Chia, Nafala Aricha Betanur B'Yom Tova. There was a brick, right? It says Chatzi Levena, half a brick, came loose and it fell in from the side of the wall into the tanur, into the oven. And Amar Lo Rav Chia says, Chazi Da'ana Rifta Me'al Yisabina. You should know that I like to have very good bread. Klomar Garfei Tanur. What he's saying to her is, you could take it out because you're stuck. There's no way of doing it otherwise. Amalei Rav says to his shamish, Tvar li bar avza, roast for me a duck. I want roasted duck. Tzal li avuz b'tanur, in the oven, says Rashi. Rashi says, Shishta tanurim hayu kitanim, they were small. Opiim lamaila, the mouth was on the top. Vitola at sli lesocha, they would hang it on the inside of it. Vesosem piv hu nitzla, and then it would cover over the mouth, and then it would go ahead and it would get roasted. So he says, roast me a duck, vizdaya mecharucha, but I don't want it to get all burnt. Be careful. Rashi says, Shalit Yisrachek, Klomar, Garuf, Esatano. You should shovel out the stuff. Shalit Bo, Beshulov, shouldn't have on the side of the wall. Dover Gavor, something very high, like a Riach, like some sort of brick or Evan, Shahusak, Batanor, Shalagia, but Sleeve is Sarfo. So he's saying, be Garuf it. You could go ahead and shovel it out. Armele Ravina Ravashi, Vina says Ravashi. Armele Ravacha Mehutzel, Demar Sharkin Lay, Tanura Biyomatava. Rashi is tremendous in helping what's going on over here. Basically, what happened was, he said that Rav Ashi, he said, you let it go and you let it take mud and put it on the top of the oven to close it off in order to make sure that it becomes really hot to cook what they want to cook, what's inside of it, roast what's inside. But isn't this a problem? What's the problem? The problem is, Rashi says at the end, V'temelon, milsum yishum de gibel tit, told of delisha, it's a told of lush. You're going to take water, you're going to take dirt, you're going to put it together and make mud. So how could you go out and make mud if it's lush? So he says back, no, I'm relay, anan araksa de prasam chinan. We're something on the pras, on the Euphrates, and the raksa of pras. Rashi says, al sfasos, al pras, it knows over there, anusachem davish, ain anusachem legabal tit. There's already mud that's there, sfas pras, tit magubalhu. On the side of the Euphrates is already stuff that's there, and therefore it's fine. Bahani mili, but this is only when, who did sairili maspo? This is only when you marked it off, literally, tzayir, from the day before. Rashi says, asabo simen v'nisku letzad acher. You made a simen on it that you're going to go and use it, and you put it off on the side. Amar Ravina v'kitma shari. Ravina says the kitma ashes are fine. You know why? Rashi says, legablo v'latuachbo. You could do gibel with it. The labar gibel, you can add water to it because it actually doesn't work. It's not going to actually need. So it's not a problem to go out and use that. Next part of the Mishnah, we said that Ve'in Akivin Shtei Chavitz can't put two barrels close to each other, put a pot on top of it. We said because of like Bonan, also making like an Ohel, Amr of Nachman, that's Rashi, Avonim Shal Beisakisi Mutar Letzadim B'Yom Tov. You're allowed to go and take stones in order to use when you have to use the bathroom. They would take two big stones, put them next to each other to make a seat and Mihitachat, in order to use the bathroom to sit on top of it. Esi Rabbi Rav Nachman, Eima Kifin Shtei Chavis Lishpos Aleim as a Kedera. You're not allowed to put two things together, put the Kedera on top of it. So why are you allowed to put these two rocks together and you are being the Kedera putting it on top of it? Amalei says, Shani Hasam, Shum the Ka'avid Ohelo. When you go and you put those two things together, you're making an Ohel. And therefore, you're not allowed to put those two together and then put the pot on top of it because of Ohel. But over here, as Rashi points out, you're not making a gag. Sheish lo gag, avalhacha like a gag. You are not considered a gag. You're allowed to build a itzva. You're allowed to build some sort of, Rashi says, kisei shel binyan levenim betit. As you go and you bring the bricks and plaster, and you bring them together. To love it all because there's no ohel. So achanami the shari, there's no ohel there. It's not like where there's space underneath it. It's totally filled in. You tell me then you're allowed to go and do such a thing. Whereas, no. Amalei hasam binyan keva asatara. Over there, by putting the barrels next to each other, there's another answer. The reason is because it's considered like a binyan keva, but binyan arai lo asatara. They didn't say it's asa to go ahead and do a binyan arai. But gozer abanan al binyan arai misha binyan keva. When you go ahead and bring the barrels, even though that's not considered like keva, it's only a rai, it's a gezerah that you shouldn't come do a keva. But even though you sitting on top of it might be some sort of a rai, you know, binyan arai, because of the kavod, Rashi says, Gabi Pesachisim, and Shem Kavod Abrios, lo gozer, you're allowed to go ahead and use the bathroom. So you can bring the two racks together, and it's not a problem. One last quick piece we have over here is Amar Yehuda, Hai Medursa, when a person would go and make a fire, a Madura is like here in Eretz Yisrael, everyone knows it. A Madura, Madura, Madura. It's really Menorah, that song. But anyway, the point is a bonfire. Rashi says, Hesed Gadol, Sha'osin Lefnei Sarim, Kederach Binyan, Osin lo kesalim midal ruchos. They would make like walls from four sides. V'sozin eitzim lamala v'dom la'ohel. It became like an ohel. So they would stack like wood. It would be like wood in like a square, and then it would go up and come like in the shape of an ohel. Milmala lamata shari. If you want to go and build it, you're allowed to do it from the top down. In other words, don't first start from the bottom and start building it up, but rather hold a piece, put two pieces or four pieces under it, and keep building down until you actually reach the ground. And that's okay to do such a thing as you do it the opposite way. Milmata lamala also, but doing the opposite way, that would be a problem. Lasader sa'itzam alaksolim tchila, to do it first like that. La sosalei magag, asurin shederach binyanu, that's the way of doing binyan, so you're not allowed to do it that direction, but you're allowed to do it backwards. I'm going to see a bunch of cases like that. Beep, turn the page. V'chein beasa, v'chein kedera, v'chein puria, v'chein chavisa. V'chein beasa, the same thing is like an egg. If you want to go and you want to roast an egg, so they have like a tripod that they put the egg on the top of the tripod, as opposed to putting the tripod on the fire and then putting this on top of it. Rather, what you do is you put the egg on top of the tripod and then you put that down onto the fire. V'chein kedera, also similarly by a pot, you don't take two barrels, put them next to each other and put the pot on top, but rather you put the pot on top of two barrels that you're holding in the air, then you go and you place it down. V'chein puria, and same thing with the bed, was a type of fancy bed that they used to go and build and move. Rashi says, it was mitzvah asarim. You don't build it like by building the frame and then putting the leather across so they would lie in and so on and so forth. Rather, you put the leather across and you put the frames while still holding it and you build it backwards. V'chein chavisa, and the same thing when it comes to barrels. Rashi explains here, we're talking about the chavisa shem esadin ba'utza. You want to go and set up barrels in your storehouse. Moshivin achas l'gabei shtayim, you put two and then one on top of two. You don't put two and then one on top of it. Rather, you put the one on top of two while they're hanging in the air while two people are holding it. And then you go and you place it down and then you're good to go. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.